Live from the HennanyAutos.com studio.
Live.
This is the Gus Bradley Show.
Gus Bradley Show.
Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley and former Jaguar Jeff Loggeman are brought to you by Ticket Exchange and by EverBank. The Gus Bradley Show begins right now.
Good evening and welcome into the Gus Bradley Show. And once again tonight, we are joined by the general manager, Dave Caldwell. Gus Bradley is heading out on the field to do a walkthrough as part of training camp routine. Tomorrow night at EverBank Field will be the scrimmage, which will start tomorrow night, I believe, 6:30, somewhere in that range, Dave?
Is 6
that
o'clock, right? I believe.
6 o'clock? Nice. Looking forward to that. Are you?
I am. I think it's... We're going to have a little Nickelodeon end zone activities, too.
Yeah, yeah. You going to go down there with your boy and get slimed?
I'm going to just go by myself and get slimed.
I heard that that's one of the Nickelodeon deals. You know, they have the slime.
Green slime, right?
Yeah, it's like green slime. And there's a name, a term for the room that they get slimed in.
Slime room?
Maybe it is. Maybe it's just slime room.
I used to watch that when I was a kid. I'm not that old.
You watched Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid. Sure.
I'm older than you then, I guess.
Sure.
We didn't have Nickelodeon when I was growing up.
Did they have color TVs when you were a kid?
Yeah, they had color TVs. Okay, good one. Favorite, as a kid growing up, just off the cuff here, favorite television show growing up as a kid?
Well, I don't know if I can say it anymore because they've taken it off the air because of politically correctness, but Dukes of Hazzard.
I love that show. That was Saturday, was it Friday or Saturday night?
I don't remember.
I remember Dallas was on like Saturday nights, which was like a huge show.
So I had a few favorites. Matter of fact, when we were on vacation this summer, we were naming our favorite 90s and 80s show. And, you know, the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
A-Team.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That was a good one. Love Boat, Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island was good. I remember going, when I was growing up as a kid, you know, you always had the weekday shows.
Yep.
You know, the Munsters, All in the Family,
yep.
Father Knows Best.
Leave it to Beaver.
And one of my favorite shows, and I can still watch it today, which was the Andy Griffith Show with Opie and Sheriff Andy Taylor. And if that's on today, in fact, funny story, when I was in training camp with the New York Jets, it was like a tradition. That show was on every day at like 1 o'clock in one of the New York stations. I don't know what it was because didn't have cable, as far as I knew back then, at Hofstra University, which is where our training camp was. But we would all, you know, practice in the morning, eat lunch, and then after that you had a little bit of downtime. And everybody would gather in Pat Leahy, which was our kicker. We'd all gather in Pat's room, Kyle Clifton, Jim Sweeney, a bunch of other guys, and we'd all watch the Andy Griffith Show.
Mine was Welcome Back, Cotter.
Good show. John Travolta, one of his big shows. Anyway, enough of flashback stuff.
A little nostalgia.
One weekend, the training camp. What are your thoughts? Overall, big picture stuff.
Big picture is I think everybody's working incredibly hard. Coaches, players, support staff. You know, this is a big project in getting training camp up and running. And on top of the stadium improvements, which our business sides have done a great job with. And I think this is a special place, and it could be an interesting year for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Let's go to the stadium improvements for a minute, because a lot of people in the Jacksonville public had no idea until it was open on Monday, which was a player's day off, and they opened it up to the media to be able to see it. I had seen it prior to. Absolutely fantastic, and you guys get to see it up close and personal every day, because in the West Club is where you guys serve your meals throughout training camp and through the regular season. What are your thoughts on it? My first impression was, wow.
Yeah, it's first class, and it's second to none in the NFL and stadiums across the country and across the world, really. I know a lot of maybe some of the ideas came from, you know, overseas at times, and, you know, those platforms and the club seats. And I think it's a great game day experience. And even inside, if you're looking to have an event, if, you know, my wife and I chair an event, Toast to the Animals, for the Humane Society, the Saturday before the Ravens game, and that's going to be a great event, and as every year, but we're going to be one of the first events in the West Club here.
It's I think the most impressive thing is, because they opened it up, you now have light coming in.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't feel like such a dark cave, and I mean, it actually feels like, okay, I'm at a stadium, not in some Underground parking garage.
That's right. And if you want to walk outside and grab a bite to eat and just hang out, that's great too.
Yeah, that I thought that that was very impressive with the renovation of the clubs, but on also where you guys do the prowl and the players come out of the tunnel.
Yep.
And the expanded area that the fans get to, I don't want to say interact, but get to kind of feel like they're a part of it. And also the new seating that's right alongside that tunnel, I think is going to be a game experience that's right up there with Cowboys Stadium, the way that they have that on the field seating.
It is. And it's, you know, if you can look into the future a little bit, that's just phase one. And when we get to phase two next year with the amphitheater mm-hmm. and the indoor facility, it's all going to tie together. Incredible in that south end zone there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the amphitheater. I know that there was some comments made by Jaguars president Mark Lamping about how music festivals where you could tie in having something going on at the amphitheater and then also some things going on inside of, you know, Everbank Field. Because of that tunnel, you know, it kind of makes it all possible for people to kind of go back and forth. It's going to be pretty amazing to see.
Yeah, that's great. Mark and his staff and Shad, they have a vision and you know, they're executing it to perfection.
Yeah, fantastic. The training camp practices this week. We're now, what is this, day seven of practice, or is this
seven.
Day?
So tomorrow we figured we have eight practices in 9 days. Okay, so that's taxing.
And this week, Monday was an off day. Tuesday, team comes out. Not a great practice. And Gus pointed it out, and I thought that was a great job coaching. Just my thoughts.
Yeah,
and,
no.
And because, I mean, for me, when you see something that's not good, and I thought, you know, a lot of coaches would say, let's do it over. But to be able to end the practice on what was a false start, and then to make the point that that's not who we are,
right.
I think it makes the message ring true.
Sure. Well, I know our players want to know when it's not looking the way it's supposed to look, and Coach Bradley and our coaches have no problem pointing out when we're not competing at a championship level.
And I think the other thing that was the best part about it was you came back, and the team had a better practice the next day, which was on Wednesday.
Sure.
But I made the comment earlier today to somebody when we were talking about Tuesday's practice. It will be nice when the team gets to the point when that is going on, because you're still a very young team.
Sure.
And, you know, with a lot of the free agent acquisitions that you have on your football team, they're still trying to feel their way around the locker room.
Right.
Whereas when that happens on a Tuesday, for example, instead of waiting for the end of practice to where the coach has to do that, to where the players start taking a little bit of ownership in that and start saying, hey, look, this is not who we are, before it gets too late in practice.
Yeah. I think that is true, and I think you're so early in the camp where – everybody's just trying to find their way. They're trying to learn the playbook. They're trying to be on point. And, you know, the leadership aspect, that's going to come. And but you're all right. You know, to have those veteran guys that say, hey, this isn't good enough and this isn't up to our expectations is going to be the next phase into our team. The other thing, I think sometimes it's so darn hot out there. It's like, I don't know if anybody wants to exert any more energy by bringing everybody right. up and yelling at them.
Right. And, you know, and to kind of stay along the lines that, you know, when I talk about how you have a young roster, and then you have the free agent acquisitions, whether it's Malik Jackson, Tashaun Gibson, Chris Ivory, the punter Brad Nortman, whoever it may be. How long, in your experience, and you've been around football a long time, does it take for a free agent to kind of assume that role to where they feel comfortable?
Well, I think it's different for everybody, and sometimes they never do because that's just not who they are. You know, you invest in the player, and that's the little bit of free agency is you hope leadership comes with it, but that's not always the case. And I've been around, you know, high-priced free agents that just come in and they ball, and they, you know, they're great players, and sometimes they just lead by example. And then you have other players that come in right away are very vocal and good leader. The key is if you're going to be a vocal and you're going to be a good leader, you got to do everything right on the outside too, and make sure that, you know, the talk matches the action.
With those guys, do you see some leadership starting to kind of come to the forefront with the specifically those guys, the free agent acquisitions?
Yeah, you know, all in their own way. And, you know, Malik, he is a tough son of a gun, and he's very talented. You know, Tashaun Gibson, he's taken over a little bit of the quarterback role in that back end there. So that's been really good to see. And he is on point with how he prepares, how he gets ready for practice in a game. And, you know, Chris Ivory, you know, he doesn't say much, but his actions speak loudly, and how he practices, how he goes about his business. And if you have any intelligence or want to get better, and you just take a step back and you watch how he approaches the game, you're gonna learn from him.
And the other guy that I wanted to bring up that I thought that has started to stand out a little bit this week, and in particular, it was the practice back Wednesday, the day after it wasn't a great practice, and all of a sudden the next day, I thought that there were some drills in practice that were designed to make them highly competitive. There was a lot of one-on-ones. And Prince Amukamara,
yep,
I thought really has had a good week so far this week. He had the matchups with Allen Robinson around the end zone to where those two were wanting one extra play when the horn had already blown. The period was supposed to be over, and those two are like, yeah, let's do another one.
Sure. Well, you can see why he was a first-round pick. You know, he's got the size, he's got athleticism, but, you know, the thing that he started bringing to the table this past week was physicality. And you saw him jam A-Rob off the line of scrimmage on one-on-ones. And he can do a lot of those things. He's in good shape now, and I think he's just continuing to grow. And like I said, they all kind of take that step by step at a different pace.
Has he surprised you a little bit?
You know, I've had a long history with him because I scouted him in depth coming out of college. So we've always kind of known the talent was there. And he's had a little bit like some of our guys has had some bad luck, some soft tissue injuries. And sometimes guys just need to change the scenery. And we'll see. You know, it's still early, and he just has to continue to build momentum.
Now, I think you bring up a great point about a change of scenery because Prince Amukamara had, I don't want to say a locker room issue in New York, but, you know, a lot of strong veteran leaders were kind of being hard on him when he was a young player.
Yeah, I think he grew out of that as time went on. I think that was early on as a rookie, but as time went on late in his tenure there, I think he started growing to be one of those veteran guys.
Yeah, I give a guy like that credit because he bounces back.
That's right.
And right now, you wouldn't see any kind of traits like that. All right, let's take a break here on the Gus Bradley Show. We've got the general manager, Dave Caldwell, sitting in with us once again tonight for the show's entirety. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk with Dave right here on the Gus Bradley Show on Jaguars Radio Network.
The Jaguars are building a tradition at EverBank Field, and you can too when you take advantage of EverBank's all-pro lineup of lending solutions. Whether it's a new construction loan for your dream home or a home equity line of credit to spruce one up, we're your hometown financial leader and ready to go to work for you with competitive rates and unbeatable service. Connect with EverBank mortgage experts at a financial center near you or online at everbank.com/lending team. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is an equal housing lender. NMLS 399805.
Every time you grab an ice-cold 20-ounce Pepsi, you'll find a Pepsi emoji on the side of the bottle. So while the Pepsi delivers this, the Pepsi emoji delivers this. Ooh. So go ahead, crack open a Pepsi. And tell the world how you feel and what you love with Pepsi emojis. Say it with Pepsi.
The Ford Freedom sales event is on, and 0% Ford credit financing is back. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get 1,000 smart bonus cash. That's freedom from interest with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Not all buyers qualify for Ford Credit Limited Term Financing. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, F650, and F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 8/1/2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
Amanda Borges here for Dreamfinders Homes. Jacksonville is home to the first of its kind hospitality show home at Gate 4 of EverBank Field. Stop by Dreamfinders Homes Stadium Home before any Jaguar home game for a model tour and register for a chance to win amazing prizes, including iPad minis and Apple Watches. Dreamfinders Homes will select one winner per home game. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
And welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. Jeff Loggeman alongside the general manager, Dave Caldwell. We're continuing to talk about the 2016 training camp that the Jacksonville Jaguars are involved in tomorrow night. scrimmage night here at Everbank at 6 o'clock here. And then 1 week from tonight at 7 o'clock at MetLife Stadium. Is that the name of the stadium up in New York now?
I believe so.
MetLife Stadium and the New York Jets on the road against the New York Jets. Tomorrow night, what do you expect and what do you want to see the team accomplish with this scrimmage tomorrow night? Because a lot of people have the impression that it's going to be a what used to be called a scrimmage.
Sure.
But in the National Football League, it's I don't want to say that it's not a scrimmage, but it's kind of part scrimmage and it's part practice.
Yeah, you'll see a much more elevated level of competition from practice and a lot more structure on, you know, on the 11-11 stuff, more ones versus ones, team-oriented stuff. And then as the day goes on, we're going to see, you know, some of our second, third team guys who haven't had a ton of reps get a lot of reps and their chance to shine and make a statement to make this team.
You know, with the collective bargaining agreement, you know, you talk to, you know, watch practice out there with Mark Brunell and Tony Maselli, and you know Tom McManus was out there with this week. Marcus Pollard, who was obviously on the staff, and yeah, you know, you talk to them, and you know they all talk about kind of the old days and 2 days like they used to be in the collective bargaining agreement has changed.
Yeah, they're like my dad used to say how he used to have to walk uphill to school and
yeah, and the driving snowstorm
and how bad it was and,
barefoot.
Yeah, that's right. And but to their point and. And I'm probably the same way. I remember in college we used to do 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and but it was for a shorter period of time. You know, I don't know what the right answer is because our strength coach, Tom Maslinski, we talked about this and the occurrence of injuries. And it seemed like back in those days you had a lot less injuries or at least awareness of the injuries, where now it seems like we have less practice time and more injuries.
I like it.
Yeah,
you know, and a lot of the old players say they should go back to having the way it used to be. But has the money made it change this way? And I know that it was a separate negotiation from money and what, you know, training camps should look like. But would money have driven training camps in this direction anyway, the way the National Football League, the salary cap is?
I think so. You know what I think is the football calendar has expanded. Because now off-season OTAs is so much more competitive and the 11-on-11 stuff. You get so much time in May and June on the field and the teaching sessions that I don't know how necessary training camp is anymore. And because they're practicing quite a bit for those 2 months in April, May, and June.
Yeah, I mean, back when I first came to the league, we got together for a mini camp, and that was right after the draft.
Right.
And then it was basically two or three nights of drinking beer, you know. And
I like those kind of mini camps.
Because you didn't see any of your boys,
right.
You know, all the way since the end of the previous season. And then after mini camp was over, it was poof, everybody was gone. And it was, okay, we'll see you sometime in July.
That's right.
You know, so, and like you bring up the point now, it's become a year-round sport. I think that the way the rules are now, which the NFL has had a great influence, and it filters down to all levels of football, whether it be college or high school or even, you know, little league, and that this is good and that it's taken away some of the contact to where I think for many years it was just too much.
Yeah, it is. And hopefully the plan is that these guys, their careers are longer, that they stay healthier. And that the product is better on the field because they have fresh legs and more explosive.
You had mentioned that tomorrow night with this scrimmage, you know, the ones will go, the twos will go, and then you'll get an extended look at some of the threes and some of the fours. With all the players that you have, and are you at 90 right now?
We are.
With 90 players that you have, and you've got a few injuries, and we'll get to that in a minute, but with all of these guys that are in camp, and some of them come in with no pedigree as far as being drafted.
Sure.
Some of them come in as undrafted free agents, street free agents, whatever they are. Is anybody grabbing your attention that maybe you had no idea?
There are a few guys, and I wouldn't say we didn't have any idea. I think anybody that's come into this camp really over the last 4 years, not only have I looked at them, but a lot of the coaching staff have looked at them, our scouting staff. So it's – We're pretty critical in the guys we bring in.
I want to see who. So can you give me some names? Because you know I've got one guy in particular, and it's at a position group that is going to be extremely difficult to make, and that's the wide receiver group.
Sure,
but there's I've got a guy. But I want to hear some of your names first.
Well, I like to keep those a little bit secret in case, you know, maybe the Miami Dolphins or Tampa Bay Buccaneers are listening. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, but it's early in the process.
Maybe they might not make our
team.
It's
early in the process.
But we'd like to keep them on our practice squad. Mm. So I'd like to hear your guys first.
Well, the guy that I like wears number 19.
Yeah.
And he's from Louisiana Lafayette.
Too, right?
Jamal Robinson.
Yeah.
Big, tall, wide receiver. And when you see him make catches sometimes where he is getting long to make a catch, and he's made a lot of contested catches so far in the first week of training camp, and you see that name tag and it says Robinson, and you go, man, that's a nice job, A-Rob.
Yep.
And I'm going, oh, wait a minute. That's not Allen Robinson. That's a different Robinson.
Yeah, it's funny. A couple of our scouts said the same things, that sometimes they mix those two guys up. And, you know, he's done a nice job, and he had a lot of offers after the draft to go different places. One of the selling factors was Jerry Sullivan, our wide receiver coach, is why he came here, and his coach in college kind of pushed him here. So we'll see how he does through the preseason, but he has done a nice job. There's a few of them. The free agent, college free agent class is a good one. We didn't bring a lot of guys in this year. And, you know, every year we're here, there's a less and less spots that are kind of up for grabs to make this team, which is a good thing.
The other guy I wanted to mention right quick before we go to break, there's a guy that's in the wide receiving group, and I'm not bringing him up because I think he's standing out. He's made a couple nice plays, but he's very short.
Yeah.
And I got to look at the roster sheet.
But very fast.
Very fast. Yeah. Shane Wynn.
Yep.
Shane Wynn, first-year guy, Indiana, 5'6", 166.
Yeah.
Maybe wet.
Possibly. With shoes on.
He's done a pretty good job, though, so far.
He has, and he's been the last guy that we signed, or second last guy. Sam Finken was the last guy we added to the 90-man roster, but he was a guy we added the last day of minicamp in June.
A little different change. All right, let's take a break here on the Gus Bradley Show with the general manager, Dave Caldwell. We'll continue talking with Dave about the roster and the upcoming preseason game against the New York Jets and tomorrow night's scrimmage right here at Everbank Field. And we'll do that right here on the Gus Bradley Show on Jaguars Radio.
Hi, folks. Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. So if you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
This is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics, a Konica Minolta company. Konica Minolta is an innovatively powerful worldwide company, leaders in super technology that can help your company grow. Konica offers powerful software solutions, exceptional IT services, and award-winning digital copier systems. Konica is ranked as one of the best companies to work for by Forbes magazine. Partnering up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics and market vice president of Konica Minolta Business Solutions.
Here's a fact about jewelry stores. Most purchase their diamonds from brokers. That means you're dealing with a middleman, whether you know it or not. At Beards Jewelry, there is no middleman, no brokers, no diamond houses, no sales commissions. So when Beards says their prices are lower than the other store's sale prices, it's 100% true. When you shop and compare, you'll see the difference. When you shop at Beards, you'll know the difference. Beards Jewelry at the Town Center.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jeff Prosser, and what do you think we're doing tomorrow? We're talking Jags on the Drill on 1010XL.
Duval till we die.
Home of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
And the show rolls along with the general manager, Dave Caldwell, sitting in for the head coach, who's out at a walkthrough as part of Jaguars training camp. And Dave, we appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me.
For the Gus Bradley Show. During training camp, you have, from what I've seen, almost your entire scouting staff is back in town, at least, you know, some of the bigger wigs. You got Paul Roll, yep. Cub Driggers, Andy Dingler, John Idzik. They're all in attendance, you know, Chris Poling. Everybody's in attendance at practice. How do you define everybody's roles throughout training camp to make sure that you're getting all eyes on everything you possibly can?
Well, what they do is, first and foremost, is they'll sit in and the position meetings with the coaches. And when we break it down after the fall, the scouts go and evaluate everybody in their area. And then after December, once the college season's over, each scout gets a position, usually their position of expertise. Mm-hmm. And that's a position they have all year round. So from December, the cross checks, combine, and then into college free agency and the draft, they'll look at every, say, Andy Dingler will look at every offensive lineman. When he comes in here in training camp, he'll sit in the offensive line meeting rooms. He'll understand what Coach Marone and Coach Benton want out of offensive linemen. He'll see who's successful. So when he goes out on the road to scout and does his cross checks, he can understand that. And then when he's out in practice, he'll look at our, you know, 15 offensive linemen, evaluate them 1 through 15, or break them up by tackles, centers, and guards, and kind of rank them. And then so he has a good basis when he goes on the road of who can really come in and help us. And at that point in time, you know, he should be the expert at that position for us and be a really good resource. And each scout is designated a different position.
I like that, because like you explaining that, because, you know, I've always wondered, how do the scouts know what players are supposed to be doing if they're not involved in the meetings process?
Sure.
To be able to evaluate the players?
That's right. It's difficult and it's challenging. And like all of us, and everybody kind of has an opinion on a player. It should be doing this, should be doing that. But they don't really know what's going on with the meetings and stuff like that and what a player is asked to do. So it's critical for our scouts to know it. It's critical for our scouts to know the talent level so they can identify guys that can come in and earn a position here and a spot on the team.
So everybody's got a position. Andy Dingler's offensive line. Paul Roll, what's his?
Defensive ends.
Defensive end. Chris Polian.
Chris does really kind of like the top 100. He does more of the pro end of stuff. He organizes all the pro scouting advances and UFAs and RFAs.
And Cub Driggers, does he sit in on a meeting?
He does. You know, those guys come February, March, and April. Cubby, John Idzik, Chris Poling, and now Dwan Polk. They'll get in and start looking at college guys in February, March, and April and really kind of looking at, hey, maybe the fourth round through college free agents and try to get involved in those guys.
I think that's a neat process to understand because, you know, a lot of people that don't really truly understand – the personnel side of the National Football League might think that you sit back and watch film of every practice and watch practice in person, and then it's you that evaluates everybody.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Well,
you do, but you take
I'm not
it,
the only one.
Yeah, you're not the almighty.
No, you can't do this job by yourself. We have a great staff. We have a great group of guys that are on point and highly detailed, and trust me, if I had to do it by myself, it'd be a disaster. So, you know, having those guys here is critical for our success. And even the coaches and getting the coaches' input on evaluations is critical. We're a very good group between coaching and scouting. We get along. There's good cohesiveness. And I'm fortunate to be around great people in this organization.
Where did you learn that from? Because you know what? In 10 years of playing, never had a personnel guy sit in on a positional meeting ever.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but a lot of credit has to go to Coach Bradley and our coaching staff because they embrace it too. And sometimes, you know, different places, coaches are very territorial and they don't want anybody in their position room, which at times you can understand that too. But our coaches are very open and they only care about us making sure that we make great decisions to put together a great football team.
I think it's great to do that. I mean, if you're going to have a working relationship, it's got to be able to go both ways.
That's right. That's right. And we have great communication between Coach Bradley and his staff and our staff and the personnel aspect of it. This is, like I said, very fortunate to be a part of it.
Today, pull up to practice and walking in, and all of a sudden I see the SAT trucks, which for those that are wondering what a SAT truck is, satellite trucks. And I'm going, oh, somebody must be here. And I believe it was the NFL Network. Charlie Casserly was alongside somebody else from the NFL Network.
Right.
Not sure who it is.
Yeah.
And Charlie was a longtime general manager, personnel guy in the National Football League. Did you sit in with him a little bit today?
I did. I did a little bit, and I've had a little bit of relationship with him over time. I know my former mentor, Bill Polian, and him have a long relationship. So I got to know Charlie through the years, and he's a wealth of knowledge, and it's always good to kind of get his feeling on, hey, where are we, and outside perspective with no bias.
Is he still like Bill Polian?
He is, yeah.
They can't give it up.
No, they love it. They you know, I don't think a day will go by where they're not involved in football.
All right, well, let's take a break here on the Gus Bradley Show with the general manager, Dave Call. When we come back, we'll talk to Dave about some of the injured players and how their progress might be going right here on the Gus Bradley Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
The Ford Freedom sales event is on, and 0% Ford credit financing is back. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get 1,000 smart bonus cash. That's freedom from interest with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit limited-term financing. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, F650, and F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 8-1-2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
To enjoy a perfectly crafted 1893 from the makers of Pepsi Cola, you must first appreciate its carefully selected ingredients. A dash of cola nut extract, a hint of real sugar, a splash of sparkling water, and a generous amount of attractive spokesperson. Trust me, I'm gorgeous. Cheers to 1893 Boldly Blended Colas, a delicious balancing act of premium ingredients from the makers of Pepsi Cola.
Jags fans, save your cash and break out the Jaguars Visa debit card instead. Available only from EverBank. It's the card that yields to no one. And it's free when you open an EverBank Yield Pledge checking account featuring powerful mobile banking apps and unlimited ATM reimbursements nationwide when you keep a minimum average daily balance of at least $5,000. So get your Jags debit card and start paying with pride. Connect with EverBank and their team of experts at a financial center near you or online at everbank.com/JagsCard. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank. Member FDIC.
GEICO brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to GEICO. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
And it continues with the general manager, Dave Caldwell, sitting in for Gus Bradley, who is out at a walkthrough for Jaguars practice. And, Dave, every time you turn on SportsCenter, you know, you look at the news wire, you know, there might be a player that gets hurt. Teams are looking to replace him on their roster. You guys have been relatively injury-free, which is nice to have, I'm sure. Yeah, and you're knocking on wood. I think that's wood. We'll count it as wood. A couple of the names, Marquise Lee, hamstring, kind of comes in early camp, and, you know, very surprising. And I say that, very surprising because, you know, throughout the offseason, all the OTAs, the mini camps, Marquise Lee, I don't think, missed a day.
No, he didn't. And, you know, some of those things happen, anxiety come first day of practice, hot, heat. He just tweaked it a little bit. It's not compared to the one he had last year, it's very, very minor. Probably if we had him go out to practice today, he could do it with no problem. Knowing his history, we're just being a little bit cautious with it. I could see him, as the week goes on, starting to get some reps on the practice field or beginning of next week.
I remember for many years just sitting there wondering about how do the guys miss so much time with a hamstring?
Yeah.
And then last year I actually pulled a hamstring in the fall and then pulled a hamstring in the spring. I'm telling you, have you ever pulled a hamstring?
I don't know if I've ever run fast enough to pull a hamstring.
Well, I wasn't running when I did it. That's the sad part.
Yeah.
I mean, painful.
It is tough.
It took a very long time.
I have pulled one, but it is tough. Calves are worse. You know, the calf injury is a tough one to come back from.
Brandon Linder missed yesterday's practice, today's practice, with what was reported to be a groin injury.
Yep.
Maybe your most valuable offensive lineman making a switch from right guard to center How's he doing?
He's doing good. Again, very minor. Shouldn't be in an extended period of time. We'll be cautious with that, obviously. And good thing is he's an offensive lineman, so he doesn't have to run real fast.
Right.
And
a lot of people forget, too, that Brandon Linder was injured last year. So a lot of people just kind of forgot that he has had to rehab a shoulder injury.
We forget a lot of things. Like, we forget that Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns are only going into their third year.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just, some things are easy to forget like that. But Brandon Linderhunter went major shoulder surgery.
That's right.
And he has come back, and I know you have a great rehabilitation staff. I've got to see that firsthand. And Brandon Linder has looked as strong as he did before the injury, if not stronger.
Well, you got to give a lot of credit, like you said, to the rehabilitation staff, but to Brandon himself. The guy's been here every single day since he's injured that shoulder. I don't think he's missed a day of rehab or strength training, and has really put on a lot of lean muscle mass, and he looks good. He looks good. He looks big. And again, we expect big things out of him.
And I think he's really taken on that role because center is a little bit more of a leadership role, and I think he relishes it.
He does. And my understanding, and I haven't really talked to him a whole lot in the last week or so, but my understanding is he's really embracing and really enjoying it.
Good. Kelvin Beecham.
Yeah.
Last year, I believe it was October, tears an ACL for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and typical ACL rehabilitation. You know, most guys expect to be cleared to begin to start do football activities at about 9 months, which is about where he's at.
Yeah, he's close. And we were very not sure when we signed him if he'd even, you know, the first couple weeks of camp. He's, again, like Brandon, worked. He was doing 2 days in his rehab over the summer and really worked hard. And I think you know, we have a good plan. Our staff has a good plan of, you know, bringing him along slowly, let him go a couple of days, taking some time off, bringing him back on the practice field. So hopefully, like I told him, we got, 5 weeks before we open up with Green Bay. So we got plenty of time there for him.
Yeah, and it was reported that his knee got sore, and you know, a lot of people might overreact to that. But having gone through an ACL reconstruction myself, sometimes the best thing in the world is a couple days off.
Yeah, and the truth be told, there's probably a lot of guys out there that didn't have ACL reconstruction who have sore knees too. So
yeah,
it's training camp, and I think he'll be just fine. And you know, like we said, we'll take it slow, and our goal is Green Bay.
How impressed have you been with what he has been able to do up to this point? Because for me, having been through that process and seeing him move an individual period, he's done some limited team drills. But from what I have seen, I have been very impressed because he's a large man.
Yeah, he is, and he moves very well. And I think a lot of it's just going to be, you know, trusting that knee and understanding that there is going to be some – it's not going to be smooth sailing all the way, as you know. And there are going to be some adversity that he's going to have to fight through. And he will. He's a tough guy. So barring anything major outside of what he has, he should be fine.
All right, let's take a break here on the Gus Bradley Show. We come back with the general manager, Dave Caldwell. We'll talk about a few roster battles that are taking place at different position groups. And we'll do that right here on the Gus Bradley Show on Jaguars Radio.
U.S. soccer is back at Everbank Field. The U.S. men's national team is back in action in a World Cup qualifying match, and tickets are available now. Watch Clint Dempsey and Michael Bradley take on Trinidad and Tobago live September 6th at 8 p.m. under the lights in Jacksonville. Come watch the best soccer players in the U.S. make their push for the World Cup on the world's largest video boards at Everbank Field. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
When you shop at Stein Mart, you may feel like yelling, touchdown, and doing your very own end zone dance. That's because Stein Mart offers amazing designer brands and all the latest trends up to 60% off department store prices every day. We're not keeping score, but we're pretty sure you win with every visit and every purchase. With 6 locations right here in Jacksonville, Stein Mart is supported by a very loyal fan base. We're also a proud sponsor of the Jaguars Women's Club. So you could say we're fans of the fans. Go Jags!
Man, I can't land this trick. The sun keeps getting in my eyes.
Here, you gotta try these Modison sunglasses. They're made from recycled skateboards.
I've never seen anything like these.
No two are alike, and Modison has a bunch of different styles available, each with its own use and abuse graphics.
Whoa, light, comfy, and these lenses are amazing.
Yeah, they come with those sweet flex hinges and polarized lenses that keep the glare out of your eyes, and you can't blame falling on the sun.
Right on. I'm definitely getting a pair of these.
check out their full collection at Motison.com.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have three locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
I'm Dan Hicken, and I'll share my thoughts on today's game tomorrow morning on 1010XL.
Cue ball till we die.
Home sweet home of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
And we're joined tonight with the general manager, Dave Caldwell. Gus Bradley out for a walkthrough. And Dave, there's many positions that are going to be highly competitive for not only starting jobs, but also making the roster for your football team. To the position I want to talk about, and let's start with running back. We'll eventually get to cornerback, but running back. Because there's a guy by the name of Jonas Gray that I absolutely love watching him practice. High energy, 100% every time. Looks good in his pass protections. Runs hard. And he's got some size to him.
Sure.
Going to be competitive at that position.
Very competitive. And a lot of it depends on, you know, do you keep four running backs, do you keep five running backs?
That was my question. Yeah. You know, what's the number there?
Well, we'll see, you know, because we got other battles that, like you said, wide receiver, tight end, offensive line. And at the end of the day, you boil it down to who are your 46 guys active on game day. And then when you get down to that 52nd, 53rd spot, you start just taking who's the better player.
Instead of worrying about position.
You try to. As long as you got your significant – if you got – you know, you're three or four deep, and then you got at each position, like tight end, if you got four guys and you feel good about it, you got four backs, so you keep your fifth tight end or your fifth running back. Mm-hmm. You keep your sixth receiver or your fifth running back. You know, chances are you'll keep your best player. Or a guy that can compete on special teams.
How long can those debates last?
Well, no longer than 2 days.
Yeah, because that's the amount of time you get after the last preseason game.
And then, you know, sometimes it'll depend on, hey, is a guy practice squad eligible? Can we maybe, you know, keep a veteran that's not practice squad and maybe take our chance and put a guy through waivers and put him on the practice squad.
I think a lot of people forget about that. Yeah. And that, you know, the ultimate goal is to be able to keep the players that you want, and practice squad is a tool for that.
That's right.
So there's some that you might have to keep because somebody would scoop them away, and there's another one that you can be able to keep, but you don't have to, you know, you can expose them to other teams because the likelihood of them getting picked up.
There's only low.
You know,
20 to 30 roster claims and at certain positions.
Is that what the average is?
I don't know the exact average, but it's somewhere around there.
Well, you guys broke the average the first year here.
Yeah, I think we had, seven or eight? A couple of them started week one for us.
Yeah, which was crazy. Cornerback. What's the number at cornerback? You know, running back 4-5, cornerback, is it 6-7?
It could be 5-6. It could be, depending who wins the safety spots, you might have a guy there that can, you know, also play corner. You might have a corner that can maybe play safety. So I think
Peyton Thompson type.
Yeah, so I think the combination of, you know, probably 9 to 10 between your safeties and your corners. It might be 6-4. It might be 5-4. It might be, you know, 5-5 if it's the right guys.
And I think a lot of people, when you talk about positional flexibility, how important that is to you as a general manager. A guy, for example, Peyton Thompson, can play corner, he can play nickel, he can play safety. Nick Marshall can play corner, he can play safety eventually.
Sure.
An offensive lineman could play Linder.
Right.
Center, guard, maybe even tackle if you had to play.
That's right.
I mean, those are guys that you want to be, or that are have a higher chance of making an NFL roster because they can play multiple positions.
And that's it. And the other major factor is special teams. And, you know, that 45th or 46th guy on game day may not be your best 53rd player positionally, but he might be your, you know, fifth best special teams player. So he's going to make the team and he's going to be active. And we're going to find a way to get him on the field.
Year two for Nick Marshall playing defensive back.
Mm-hmm.
Played quarterback at Auburn. He's got the length. You know, if you have him and Jalen Ramsey stand next to each other, they're about the same height.
That's right.
They're a little different structure.
Sure.
Jalen Ramsey's a little bit more high cut. But big corners, Demetrius McCray, big corner. But Nick Marshall specifically, how is he progressing in year two as a defensive back?
Well, I love the way he's trending. He's continuing to get better, and you know, he's using his length and his size and his physicality at the line of scrimmage, which is good. But he's got exceptional ball skills, and he's just really a good athlete. He's effortless at times, and for as big as he is, you don't realize how big he is and how well he moves. So really trending in the right direction, and you know, he could, in this scheme, which fits his attributes, he could be a very good football player for us.
With Aaron Colvin being suspended for the first four games, how does that factor in to the discussions that you'll have about roster makeup?
Well, it might
and how does that suspension affect the number of players that you can keep?
Well, it might affect us where, hey, maybe we can keep another linebacker. Maybe we can keep another, you know, if you count him as our sixth corner, but it doesn't take up a roster spot for the
first. He does not count against your roster spot for the first four games.
Correct. And he'll be on reserve suspended for the first four games. So we'll essentially have 54 players for the first four games. And then on top of Luke Boenko, who will be on PUP, so that's 55. So those guys kind of give us a little homegrown depth that, you know, and then through the season, you're going to have attrition, you know, in the first 4 weeks. Hopefully we don't, but there's a chance that we might have to put somebody on injured reserve. And then you pull Aaron off and the decision's made for you.
And injured reserve, a little different this year. Yeah. We'll get into that right here with the general manager on the Gus Bradley Show after this commercial break, right here on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Every time you grab an ice-cold 20-ounce Pepsi, you'll find a Pepsi emoji on the side of the bottle. So while the Pepsi delivers this, the Pepsi emoji delivers this. Ooh. So go ahead, crack open a Pepsi, and tell the world how you feel and what you love with Pepsi emojis. Say it with Pepsi.
Whether it's on the practice field or in the game, the Jaguars bring passion, motivation, and drive to every play. And you'll find the same when you bank with EverBank. Like great rates on high-yield checking and money market accounts. Or powerful mobile banking apps and unlimited U.S. ATM reimbursements when you keep a minimum average daily balance of at least $5,000. Nothing can stop their around-the-clock commitment to your money. So get your money off the sidelines and into the game today. Connect with EverBank and their team of experts at a financial center near you or online at everbank.com/jags. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank, member FDIC.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler. Check. Chips. Check. Hot dogs. Check. Jaguars hoodie? Check. Insurance? Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
The Ford Freedom sales event is on, and 0% Ford credit financing is back. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get 1,000 smart bonus cash. That's freedom from interest with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit limited-term financing. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, F650, and F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 8-1-2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
This is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics, a Konica Minolta company. Konica Minolta is an innovatively powerful worldwide company, leaders in super technology that can help your company grow. Konica offers powerful software solutions, exceptional IT services, and award-winning digital copier systems. Konica is ranked as one of the best companies to work for by Forbes magazine. Partnering up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics and market vice president of Konica Minolta Business Solutions.
Brian Sexton here. There's nothing better than the cheer of Jaguars fans on game day. That's the same sound you could be making as a winner of the Dreamfinders Homes Take It to the House promotion. As the official home builder of the Jags, Dreamfinders is offering a chance for you to win $100,000 towards a new home. All you have to do is visit a Dreamfinders model to register. Now that's something to cheer about. For more information, visit DreamfindersHomes.com for models near you. And oh yeah, go Jags!
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
And tonight for the Gus Bradley Show, sitting in is the general manager, Dave Caldwell. And Dave, I love watching the defensive line throughout training camp. You know, your scouts have an area of expertise. That might be mine. Maybe. The guy that I just can't take my eyes off of is who Todd Walsh referred to as the bull in a china closet, Dante Fowler.
Yeah.
He is fun to watch.
Yeah. I think the most impressive thing about Dante is how hard he plays. And every snap is, you know, 100 miles an hour. So we'll see how long that motor keeps running for. You know, I think it's a long season. And right now, if he keeps trending the way he's trending, I expect big things out of him.
Yeah, he's fun to watch because I remember watching him at Florida, his college tape. And I don't watch nearly as much as you guys. But the one thing that I noticed, he played all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
He played his hand on the down as a three technique. He was a middle linebacker. He was an outside linebacker. He was a hand on the ground edge rusher. And you could see that his pass rush, it was just all athleticism. It wasn't really moves. But there's some guys that can just be athletic, and it works.
That's
they
right.
don't necessarily have to have a plan.
Right.
Because they're so gifted, and he appears to be one of those guys.
Yeah, and he's starting to develop a little bit of a plan. He's got a ways to
yes.
go. He's got a ways to go, but he's starting to, you know, use his hands well and dipping his shoulder and turning that edge pretty good. So the one good thing about Dante, too, is that it's just not speed and athleticism. Is when he wants to power you, he can power you.
Yeah, he had a power move, I believe, against Josh Wells
yeah.
yesterday
yeah.
that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He had a little stutter and then a little power, and he could have buried Josh. And I was glad to see he didn't because there was a few other moments in practices this week that he took some shots. You're like, you know, slow down, Dante. Yeah.
Save those for game day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I think with him, too, is when you watch him play and you watch him pass rush, the play, and you talk about how he plays 100% every play, he's never out of a play. He's never out of a pass rush.
Right.
And he has the quickness and the speed to be able to cover a short amount of, or a lot of ground in a short period of time. And what does he weigh?
He's in the low 250s.
Okay.
Yeah. And we wanted him about somewhere between 250, 255. So he's probably right on target there. Was probably maybe a little bit lighter before camp, but all off season he carried in about 253 or so.
And I think what's amazing is that this is, what, 15 months removed from an ACL?
Yeah. You know, interesting thing about him is it was, I don't know if he got a lobotomy and took his brain out and he forgot that he had ACL surgery, but from the moment he stepped on that field, you would have never known it.
No.
He did not favor it 1 second. And I even watched him work out at times in the off season and going through bags, and you would have never known. You would have never known. And great testament to his mental toughness and his physical toughness.
And he still wears a knee brace, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's more on us and our medical staff is.
Tell him to keep it on.
Yeah, we like to, you know, Aaron Colvin wore his for a year after, you know, the first season after. And then I think gradually take it away from him.
All right, let's take the last break here on the Gus Bradley Show, and we'll have one more segment with the general manager, Dave Caldwell, right here on Jaguars Radio.
Man, I can't land this trick. The sun keeps getting in my eyes.
Here, you gotta try these Modison sunglasses. They're made from recycled skateboards.
I've never seen anything like these.
No two are alike, and Modison has a bunch of different styles available, each with its own use and abuse graphics.
Whoa, light, comfy, and these lenses are amazing.
Yeah, they come with those sweet flex hinges and polarized lenses that keep the glare out of your eyes so you can't blame falling on the sun.
Right on. I'm definitely getting a pair of these.
Check out their full collection at Modison.com.
When you shop at Steinmart, you may feel like yelling, touchdown, and doing your very own end zone dance. That's because Steinmart offers amazing designer brands and all the latest trends up to 60% off department store prices every day. We're not keeping score, but we're pretty sure you win with every visit and every purchase. With 6 locations right here in Jacksonville, Steinmart is supported by a very loyal fan base. We're also a proud sponsor of the Jaguars Women's Club, so you could say we're fans of the fans.
Go Jags.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hi folks, Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
To enjoy a perfectly crafted 1893 from the makers of Pepsi Cola, you must first appreciate its carefully selected ingredients. A dash of cola nut extract, a hint of real sugar, a splash of sparkling water, and a generous amount of attractive spokesperson. Trust me, I'm gorgeous. Cheers to 1893 Boldly Blended Colas, a delicious balancing act of premium ingredients. From the makers of Pepsi Cola.
Calling all Jacksonville runners. Register today for the annual 5K Stadium Challenge on August 13th and take on Everbank Field under the lights. Put in some work on the stadium ramps, sneak a peek at the all-new U.S. Ashore clubs, and run through the new South End Zone Tunnel just like the players on game day. Finish strong and see yourself on the world's largest video boards. All participants are invited to celebrate at the post-race after-party in the Bud Light Party Zone. Proceeds benefit the Jaguars Foundation. Register today at firstplacesports.com. See you at the finish line.
I'm Mike Dempsey. Join me all week for Nothing But Jaguars on Jaguars Today from 10 to noon on 1010XL.
Home of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Gus Bradley Show continues right now.
And welcome back. Jeff Lagerman alongside the general manager, Dave Caldwell, sitting in for the head coach, Gus Bradley. And speaking of the head coach, man, he's kind of lean this year.
Looks good.
Yeah.
He's ready for a marathon.
What did you do? Did you put him on the treadmill and I did not.
I think all the credit has to go to him. He's self-motivated. And I think he had maybe a good mentor.
He did a nice job because he looks great. And it's always kind of funny sometimes to watch a coaching staff progress through an NFL season.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you got the training table and it's three square meals a day plus a snack at night.
Yeah.
And sometimes the coaches get a little carried away.
That's right. A couple drinks after a game.
Watching some of the coaches kind of come into camp in good shape, it's good to see.
Yeah, it is. You don't want to try to get into shape during season. That's hard to do.
It's impossible to do.
Yeah, and discipline in season is critical. And for me, it's tough. And I try to do it through workouts and clear the mind. But coaches, sometimes they don't have enough time in season.
No, there's just not enough time in the day. One of the other guys that is coming back from rehab, we talked about Dante Fowler coming back from the ACL. Send Eric Marks.
Yeah,
2 years removed from the ACL. Almost two, not completely two. And then last year, tears a tricep and misses the remainder of the season. From my eyes, it tells me that he's still not only trying to find his groove, but he's still trying to gain confidence in a knee that maybe didn't quite gain all the way back last year.
Yeah, I think, sometimes players, they come back at a different, like we talked about Dante, where as soon as he stepped on the field, it was never a second thought. And everybody's different. Everybody comes back. I think he's finding his way. I noticed these last couple days, he's starting to get back into his kind of football shape and his football mode. So, you know, I hope as the preseason goes on that he continues to trend in that direction.
And it's not easy because, you know, a lot of times in the offseason, you spend so much time rehabbing.
Yep.
You're not working to getting into football shape.
That's right. And be careful of just making judgments off of a week of practice, right? We got four preseason games.
Yeah. So, Dave, thanks for sitting in.
Thanks, guys.
General Manager Dave Caldwell, and hopefully next week we'll have the head coach Gus Bradley. If not, we'll take you anytime, Dave.
Glad to be here.
We'll talk to everybody same time, same place next week right here on the Gus Bradley Show.